Hello, welcome back. In this video, we're going to discuss taxation and dead weight loss that is created through that taxation, right? So in our example, we want to look at a hamburger example, right? So let's draw this on the board so that you can get the full effect of what we're trying to do here, right? So we're selling hamburgers, okay? So we want to show, once we implement the tax, what does that do? What is the concept behind the taxation, and how does that affect the consumer, right? That's what we want to know. Okay, what does it create for the consumer? So we will draw our chart, okay? And let's see, let's go, here's our price per hamburger, right? Okay, so $6 is the top price, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 5, 4, 3, okay, and then we want to say, here's our quantity, all right, quantity sold, right, and this is in millions, right, of hamburgers per day, all right, per day, all right, so we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 7. Okay. So, here is our supply curve. Okay. Remember, it's upward sloping, and the demand curve is downward sloping. Okay, here's the demand curve. All right. Let's make equilibrium around 4. What do you say? We do that. That's probably better for this example. We'll make equilibrium around 4. Okay. There's our demand curve. Okay. So now we're going to see at the equilibrium price. Okay. Our equilibrium price is right around $3.50. Okay, right around $3.50. All right. So now you can see anything above here is our consumer surplus, right? This is the benefit we receive from the burger at the $3.50 level. This is called consumer surplus. Okay. Okay, consumer surplus. Okay, and then below, anything above the $2, so anything below the demand curve, the equilibrium, is known as the consumer surplus. Anything below equilibrium to the supply curve is called the producer surplus, right? Because they're willing to make burgers at $2, but anything above the $2 range is considered a surplus for the producer, right? So we have producer surplus here, right? So producer, this is the producer surplus. Why is this surplus? They're willing to manufacture the burgers for $2. This may be their break-even point. So anything above break-even or this $2 mark is considered a surplus because that's an additional benefit, right, that the producer will receive for selling burgers at a price above $2. Same thing with the consumer surplus. They're willing to potentially pay $6 for the burger, but so anything below the $6 mark is considered a surplus for the consumer because they're saving money and they're willing to pay $6. So now my utility has been increased, my satisfaction has been increased because we are paying less than we're willing to pay. We are actually paying less than we would pay if the price was $6, right? So that's the concept behind the consumer and producer surplus, right? So now we want to see what does the taxation do? Well, now let's assume that it's a tax of $1, right? Let's say tax is a $1 tax on every burger, right? On every burger made, right? So let's say it's here's our $3.50 price. So $4.50 right here. Now this area. Now the price. Now this is the base price here, right? This is the base price before tax. Okay, before tax. All right. This is the new price. New price after tax, okay, which is $4.50 from $3.50, right? So now the new price with tax is $4.50. Now you can see how that is eaten away at some of the consumer surplus, right? It's raised the price up. Now this area that you see here is called a dead weight loss. It's a dead weight loss because consumers have to pay the extra dollar per burger and they receive zero benefit from that tax. So therefore, because they didn't receive any benefit, I'm paying this money out and I have lost this money because I get no utility, I get no value, I have no satisfaction from the price I just paid. It's a tax. So this piece here is known as a dead weight loss. The consumer doesn't benefit and the producer doesn't benefit. So this is the concept behind taxation and dead weight loss.